The end of the article isn't the end of the story. The Journal podcast goes behind the scenes with reporters and covers everything from the Mormon Church's $100 billion fund to coronavirus. Listen to The Journal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, June 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The nation's savings rate reached a record high of 33% in April. That was largely thanks to government stimulus checks and sweetened unemployment benefits. But even people who still had jobs opted not to spend.
There's also this fear of things getting worse. People don't know when the pandemic will end or when a sense of normalcy will return, so they're saving in part to prepare for a future crisis.
But when the economy recovers and Americans go back to work, their instinct to keep on saving will be tested. Our personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter is here to put things in perspective. Plus, we ask a financial psychologist why Americans were so reluctant to save before the pandemic and how our brains can be trained to understand its value.
The conditions we work in are changing more rapidly than ever. Employees are looking to leaders, and leaders are searching for a path forward. Time's Up is here to help. The Time's Up Guide to Equity and Inclusion During Crisis offers practical steps that leaders can take to care for their people, equalize their workplace, and lead with purpose. Download the new guide by texting INCLUSION to 306-44. Message and data rates apply. Text STOP to opt out.
Americans are saving more during the pandemic, but will they keep it up once the economy recovers? Our personal finance reporter, Julia Carpenter, is here to discuss. So, Julia, you know, no doubt saving is a good thing, but is this sort of a good news, bad news type scenario?
Normally, we'd be super excited to see a savings rate this high, showing that Americans are adopting good behaviors and putting away more money than ever before. But this is a circumstance in which people are saving kind of because they're forced to save. The pandemic has necessitated people to stay at home, and they're unable to spend money in a lot of the places they would normally put their money.
Even people who still have a job and have not been infected by COVID-19 are opting not to spend and are putting money away anyway.
There's stay-at-home orders, there's a work-from-home world. I mean, a lot of the places that people would normally be spending money in their local businesses and economies are closed or not reopened yet. But there's also this fear of things getting worse. People don't know when the pandemic will end or when a sense of normalcy will return, so they're saving in part to prepare for a future crisis.
Now, we said the saving rate for April was a record high 33%. Do the rates in past economic crises come close?
We do know that people tend to save more in times of economic crisis, but the previous record was 17.3% in May of 1975, so almost half of what we're seeing now.
That's our personal finance reporter, Julia Carpenter. Now, for more on what's behind Americans' feelings about savings, we have a guest. Ted Klontz is a financial psychologist and a consultant to Ally Bank. So, Ted, do you think the coronavirus experience is likely to change people's savings habits?
Yes, well, it already has. And typically what we can expect from human beings in time of crisis, they sort of curl in like a turtle pulls all of its appendages in. And I would say that that's sort of what we did for the first few weeks. Everybody just shut down and nobody wanted to go out. And over time, we've been sticking a little bit more of our head out. But during that time, as a turtle does, everything gets conserved. Energy gets conserved and resources get conserved. And, you know, including that is money. So typically in a time of crisis, the saving rates increase pretty dramatically. And actually, Ally Bank has done some research and it's suggested that the savings rates increase 5 times, which I would guess is probably above average. One of the reasons is because Ally makes it so natural, so normal, and so automatic.
Now, even when not in an economic crisis, why are Americans reluctant to save?
Savings is, for most of us, not a natural inclination. Actually, our ancestors survived, and we're all sitting here because they tended to share, they tended to expend, they intended to pass through. And in many cultures, you were severely sanctioned if you kept any of that for yourself. We can get around that by social status and expectations. There are some cultures in America or in this world today that savings is, and if you're not doing that, you're violating the cultural rules. So one way is to sort of mandate it sociologically that you have to spend or have to save even if you would rather spend.
Is it the idea of putting away large amounts of money that intimidates people?
The amount of money is probably not as important as what they're saving it for. The part of the brain that makes the decisions about whether to spend or save, unfortunately, is not our neocortex. It's not the part of us that's most developed and the part of us that thinks mid and long term. The decision-making parts, especially financially, have to do with the part of the brain that's like now. There is no future. There is no past. And if that part of the brain that we're talking about can see a picture, it's very young. And so it's motivated by what it sees, smells, touches, tastes, you know, all those kinds of things. That's why TV commercials have visuals that support the narrative. And most powerful ones really catch the attention of that part of the brain. And it's like, whoa, okay, I need to do that. And so the motivation then becomes internal or an innate motivation as opposed to somebody saying from the outside that one needs to save.
All right, that's financial psychologist Ted Klontz. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.